less time students spend in college, the less they spend on college.
SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpher testified at the hearing. She emphasized the importance of access to higher education, but noted students should complete their college in 4 years to avoid any extra costs. She used UB's Finish in 4 program as a key example of how SUNY is trying to make sure students graduate on time.
The University of Buffalo launched Finish in 4, as I said, in 2012, with 63% of the first enrollees graduating this semester, far exceeding the national average of 34% for public ed institutions.
The SUNY leader noted state schools are still affordable, but SUNY is in the midst of proposing a tiered tuition increase, letting colleges decide on the amount of $100, $200, or $300. The proposal could be voted on by the SUNY Board of Trustees this week, but any tuition increase would need approval by the state legislature. Some Buffalo State students are not pleased to hear about any potential increase. They're already struggling to pay current tuition.
When you hear that there's a possibility that they're looking at a tuition hike, how does it make you feel as a student?
It's terrifying because I already pay a lot as a student going here, so now knowing that it could be a possible increase, that's more and more money that I'm going to have to dish out.
Nairobi Kusar is a freshman at Buff State. She says any increase would be a burden. Right now, she's paying $10,000 for this semester and already has one loan.
It's going to be less affordable for students. So students that are just getting their way in just to pay out of pocket or paying with the little bit of financial aid they already have, now knowing that could be an increase, that's less money.
I say that would stop other students from coming into college because it's already enough.
Josue Cruz is also a Buffalo State freshman. He has loans and is waiting for Some Say Yes scholarship money.
We paid so much already. My tuition is like $24,000 tonight, not even, and it's only a year.
Students tell us they fear another tuition hike would force some students to quit. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.